Live from the Jukebox Junction restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Last night, the Black Bears, big winner against Smoky Mountain, team that, it seems like we always have fits when we go over that way, and finally got a chance to get a good win last night against a team that seemed like, especially in the first half, they came out and played very desperate, and again, a good group, and showed us some things that we hadn't seen before, really offensively maybe, and what they were trying to do. And again, the first half, they were able to give us some fits right there, but you guys were able to pull away and, again, get another good win for this program right now, heading into the playoffs with just that one home game left against Brevard now, Coach.
I thought it was a good, fast start again. I think our kids have figured out how to come out. We've done it probably the last three ball games, and offensively we took that first drive down, after we got that defensive stop, and took that first drive down and scored, and just felt like our kids were ready to go at game time, and they've been able to do that, like I said, the last three ball games. I think we're probably just kind of looking back here the last couple of weeks, I think we may be playing some of our best ball right now. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can continue with that next week.
You were again, didn't know what you might want to see, and we saw some things out of them that we hadn't seen maybe in terms of on film, and they were able to set that edge, I guess, a little bit offensively there in the first half and do some things and kind of wheel our flank a little bit, some of those run plays, and again, seemed like they had a pretty good game plan to start with, and you guys were able to make some adjustments going into the second half.
They did a really good job, and Coach Napier, obviously coaching in college, did a really good job moving Jace around. That's something we hadn't seen. I bet he hadn't had probably 8 or 9 carries all season long, and then last night, he carried quite a bit for him, did some really good things, and I think that's a tribute to them and how they wanted to game plan us, and it took us just a few series to get it figured out and make some adjustments.
We've been talking about this, really the same theme throughout the year offensively in terms of what you guys are able to do, but it continues to impress me with what you're able to do up front and moving guys around and creating space for Daniel. Of course, Michael Perrin, another outstanding night for him, but Daniel Van Berenberg again just continues to be a workhorse, well up over 100 yards in terms of his gains last night, and saw him get dinged up a little bit in the first late in the first half right there, a little bit concerned about that, but came back out there and continued to work, and he has had an outstanding season for sure.
He has. Looking at the stats, offensively we had 177 yards of offense in the first half, 162 in the second half, so we stayed very consistent right there. 339 total, 10 first downs in the first half, 9 in the second half. So, again, we stayed consistent, very pleased with that. Daniel was 29 carries for 175 yards, 2 touchdowns. Michael had 9 for 68, 2 touchdowns. Houston had a good game rushing for us last night, and we knew he was going to have to. He was going to have to start offsetting V a little bit on some of the handoffs, and did that last night. He was 7 for 49. And of course, Isaiah came in and got 3 for 11 and got that touchdown right before half, which I thought was huge. To get that score right before halftime, going in and have a little bit of momentum. Plus, we got the ball to start the second half, I thought was really good. And we only had 3 penalties for 15 yards, and I thought our listeners would get a kick out of this. The referee last night was Mr. Buck Shope. Mm-hmm. He was the gentleman that Pisgah had about 3 years ago at Robbinsville. And
I did not realize that.
And Mr. Shope, I thought, did a very good job. Like I said, we only had 3 penalties, and I know there was a lot of hard feelings about that situation over there, but at least for last night, everything worked out in our favor.
Why would they be out there at Smoky? I didn't think they'd win as far.
They do. That's they get the Far West officials there,
including Jackson County,
at Smoky and Franklin. And like I said, he was great with me. I talked to him before the game. I didn't realize it until he introduced himself. I've never had him before. And obviously, when he introduced himself, I knew the name immediately. And there was a couple other ones, Michael Youngdeer that was on our side. He was there that night as well. And certainly there was a little bit of concern from some of our coaches who were a part of that game. But they were great last night. Both ways, there wasn't many penalties for Smoky either. And, it all worked out.
Speaking of that, and this is just off top a little bit, when you find out about who your officials are going to be for the week?
We have, and our association over here, they send us a report, arbiter report, and kind of lets us know when it was over there, we didn't get the report, so we didn't know. And I didn't take the time to call and ask, and, you know, just didn't worry about it. But it was just, you know, Coach Presley was kind of funny. They were, officials were coming out, and we were going through our offensive stuff, and he kind of wheeled real quick and came by me, and he said, I'll take the offense while you deal with officials. And I didn't know why he had wheeled so quick, but when I realized who it was, I understood. So, but it, like I said, it was good last night, and he was good talking with him, and again, you know, worked out in the end for us.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
New at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza, the Home Pass credit card. No annual fee, low monthly payments, and special financing on qualified purchases. Apply in store or check the link on the Facebook page. And now be right on target. Hometown Hardware now carries ammo including .22 long rifle. Pisgah Sportsman Club clay targets can be purchased for donation to the club at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
Again, we alluded to this here just a moment ago, but obviously defense continues to play so well for us. First half, again, giving up 146 yards. And then you limited them to only 80 yards in the second half, 55 on the ground, really shut that down. Total of 225 yards of offense that you guys allowed last night. Another good game plan, another good night of execution defensively for us, Coach.
You know, 7 first downs in the first half and only 4 in the second, 11 total. I think we had 19 total. Penalties, like I said, we're fairly close. We had 3 and they had, looks like 6 maybe. You know, I thought Rick and them did a good job once they got settled in. And, you know, the Wildcat formation they were giving us with Jace back there was giving us some problems. And thought they made a few adjustments that helped them out. And, again, I thought that was a really good game plan by Coach Napier and them to move him around like they did, you know, from wide receiver to back at quarterback. And just thought, and that's the first time really in the 3 years that I've been here that he's actually played a lot. You know, he's either been hurt or got hurt during a game, and certainly he was a talent, no doubt about that, last night, and made them go on offense. But again, I thought our defense did a good job making adjustments.
And then in the second half, when they, I guess I'm certain, felt like that they needed to start throwing it around a little bit after it got to be more than just the one score lead, they were only 1 of 7 throwing it as well. And you guys continue to get just terrific play out of your secondary, and certainly that pressure up front and doing some things. Again, Ricky's got these game plans that mix it up so much, it becomes very difficult for teams to prepare for. And I think that's part of what we're seeing right now, don't you?
You know, the biggest thing for those guys, you know, when they have something like what happened last night and they got a player or a play in particular that's giving us a fit, they've got a good idea going into halftime, the adjustment they want to make, and then them being able to communicate it to the whole team and getting them to understand where we want to fit at and what we're looking at. And so they've almost got a backup plan for if this happens or that happens with different variables. And like I said, they've just done a really good job of getting our kids adjusted at halftime and coming out and executing in the second half.
And having that film that you've got nowadays just makes that so much easier, doesn't it?
It does, and those guys are not using it maybe as much as what we are. We used it offensively last night and looked at some fronts and give our offensive linemen and our tight ends a little bit of a look to see what was going on up front and maybe how we wanted to block something different. But again, like I said, Rick and those guys have a pretty good idea going in there what they want to do, and their biggest thing is just getting on the whiteboard and showing them where the fits are. And again, that our kids coming out and executing is the big thing.
And I think another thing that you're doing right now that I think is really smart is you're putting some really good eyeballs up in the sky too. You got Coach Presley up in the box, and again, they're able to see things that are more difficult to see on the sideline. And then when they come down at the half or even during the game, to be able to communicate back to you guys about what they're seeing, that makes a big difference too.
It does. You know, it's always good to have some eyes up there, especially with some experience.
Right.
You know, we changed that with the Tuscola game, and Coach Presley went up for me and did a really good job. Called the touchdown last night that Michael scored, I think, on the belly that we played. We had been having some success on the sweep, and you know, he said, let's take a shot right here with Michael and just see what we can do on a belly. And I don't know if he got touched. I mean, he just went right up through the middle, and you know, that was just another one of those things that Coach P had seen, and you know, we made the call and went with it. But it was good last night. Like I said, I enjoyed calling plays last night, doing it when you had some success running the ball. Obviously, we would have liked to have thrown a little bit more, but you know, that was something that Smokey wanted to take away from us. And they had some really good matchups on Trey and Jesse both height-wise. It's the first time we've seen two corners that could match us height-wise, and so it kind of limited what we wanted to do there. But again, our front was doing a really good job blocking for us and V-running, and you know, it was just one of those things that we decided we were going to be a little bit more ground-oriented last night.
Speaking of your receivers, you line them up same side oftentimes with Trey in the slot right there. What did you see that you wanted to try with?
Gave us some better angles. You know, that was the biggest thing. Gave us some better angles on some blocking schemes that we were looking at and trying to get the edge. You know, and they were having to rotate pretty much up front, especially if we had long drives. And when they had those two big boys in there, you know, we felt like we needed to go off tackle or outside a little bit more. And the longer the drive went, you would see them sub those big boys out and put a little bit of a smaller lineup, and then we would kind of counter and come back inside. So it was a little bit of a chess match, watching personnel coming in and out. And again, that was one of those things that Coach Presley was seeing up top. And, you know, we were kind of making adjustments on the drives as we went.
Another area of success that we've seen all year long, I think, again, in particular in the last few ball games, and you already mentioned this, that you really feel like the team's finding a groove right now. Special teams wise, though, boy, it feels so solid right now, both in the place kicking and the punting game and on the kickoffs. You're not allowing anything defensively. And again, you know, what we're seeing out of Fox is being very true right now. You can count on him right now.
You know, he's been solid for us, you know, on those field goals. And Bryce has done a really good job on the kickoff. And we changed some things on the kickoff. We felt like we were not getting the effort that we needed on the kickoff team. You know, we were giving up some long kickoffs. And we changed some things, not so much personnel, but we're starting to give out a hard hat of the week. And we've got it striped up like a helmet and, you know, got Milltown on it. And the guy who has the best kickoff night as far as tackles and hits goes gets to wear that for the week at school. And, you know, we've been doing that thing for the last 3 weeks. And I think they were phenomenal last night. I mean, some names that they were in on some tackles. Aiden Rogers probably had the best night of the special teams for us on that kickoff team. Aaron Thompson was on there, Tanner Lanning, Daniel Van Marenberg. You know, we got some starters that are on there that are doing a good job for us. And, of course, on the kickoff return, Tanner had a good return landing. And, of course, Logan Rich, they were kicking a little bit short to us, and those guys were just scooping that thing up and getting what they could. But been really pleased with that kickoff team. That was a point of emphasis for us, you know, a few weeks ago when we felt like we were struggling there. And kids are enjoying fighting for that hard hat. And, you know, that was kind of courtesy of the mill down there. And like I said, we striped it up, and kids are enjoying wearing that. And, you know, whatever it takes to get them motivated.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, where we stand and scenario-wise. Obviously, you know, the win last night that we had to have going into Brevard next week, still got the one game that we've got in the regular season. We really were hoping that Franklin was going to be able to beat West Henderson last night. That didn't happen. Then we got some other news in terms of ADM numbers that may change some things in terms of who might be where, so there's still plenty of speculation to be done out there. But, you know, as of right now, what's your perception of where we stand and what kinds of things might we need to see happen?
You know, a lot of different scenarios. You know, that obviously that one game left, and, of course, you mentioned ADMs. Let's talk about ADMs first. Probably the biggest thing that we saw numbers-wise was Crest and Concord look to be in the Big 3A. Now, all of this is based off of who qualifies, so we may not have enough that can qualify to fill the bracket, you know, in that small 3A, so they could pull some of the big 3As or vice versa. But if we looked off the numbers last year, based off those numbers, both of those schools, which were small last year, could go big. You know, so obviously that helps out seeding. You know, as far as the win last night that West got, that threw a wrench into everything. If, you know, we were to win this week, and of course West were to win, and Franklin were to win, that would put us in a two-way tie with West but they win the head-to-head. So West takes the high seed for the playoff, and we take the second seed. If Tuscola were to win and beat Franklin and everybody else finish out like they should, you're talking about a four-way tie for first place in the conference. Then you're talking about, because Franklin being 2A, three of us, which would be West and Tuscola and us, would have to flip to see who took the 1-2 and wild card playoff seat. So still a lot of scenarios left. You know, we talked to the kids a little bit last night, and we'll echo that this week. I'm not worried about anything else or anybody else. You know, we're going to be concerned about Brevard. We've got senior night. We want to make sure we take care of senior night for our guys going out. Could possibly be the last home game. Hopefully it's not going to be, but you know, we won't talk a lot of scenarios this week in practice. We'll take care of our business, and everything else will fall into place next Saturday evening about 6 or 7 o'clock.
And you'll have that information to kind of know where things stand. But, you know, still as of now, there's you know, more likely than not, though, that we'll have a home playoff game. But, again, there's so many things, I think, that are out there that you simply can't control. And you certainly don't want your guys really to worry about that at all. All you got to do is take care of what you got right in front of you. And we got to win anyway, regardless of who we play.
We do. And, again, it's senior night, and it's, you know, could be the last game. You know, home game for these guys. So, you know, I expect us to come out and have a good week of practice and, you know, prepare for Brevard. You know, Tanner Ellenberger, the quarterback coming in, was a, you know, preseason conference player of the year. So we know what we're facing in him. And, you know, it seems to be they're scoring some points. So we'll get back in and watch some film this morning and see how we need to attack them a little bit.
And we've been on the road for 3 weeks, and you really expect and need a big crowd out there on Friday for this senior night to. For these guys going into the playoffs, wouldn't you say?
You know, and it's been three, you know, three tough games. I mean, you're talking about, you go back to Tuscola, and then, you know, North Henderson, who's playing well, and, of course, you had Smokey last night, who had beat West and, you know, had beaten you. So, you know, we had three tough road games, and like I said, you know, you mentioned it'll be nice to be back home, you know, in the down on the river, and hopefully we'll come out and play well again to start the game.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Plus, Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush intact, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Family Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Champion Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality, with Ken Warren and his crew providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Family Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King, I-40, exit 31.
Real quick, just catching up on some scores from last night. McDowell beating Inca 40-28. Concord a winner, 51-0. Crest another winner over Burns last night, 41-0. Richmond beat Pinecrest Dad 49-28. West Craven 36-7 over Jacksonville. Andrews over Hazel last night 40-20. Swain 20-13 over Murphy. It was West over Franklin again 26-23. It's a weird game, it sounds like, Coach, too, by the way. Did you hear anything about that one?
Just, you know, quite a few special teams plays. I think they blocked two punts. One was for a touchdown. One got a safety, something to that effect. So, sounds like they were playing really well on all phases of the game for them, West Henderson.
Yeah, absolutely. Mitchell over Madison, 63-0. Tuscola taking care of East, 52-18. Weddington over Piedmont, 38-14. South Point over North Gaston, 42-0. Shelby, 42-0 over Drawn. It was North over Brevard last night, again, 41-10. Reynolds over Robertson, 49-6. Mountain Heritage over Avery, 68-30. Patton beating High Brighton last night, 22-20. Polk 41-20 over Owens. Southern Guilford 28-14 over Ledford. East Gaston 46-0 over Southern Kramer. It was Carson 24-6 over Hickory Ridge. West Rowan 41-0 over Cox Mill. Freedom 52-14 over St. Stephen's. Forest View over Huss 32-12. Of course, Havelock in the 1A or the 3A down east, number one seed most likely, 60-7. Really no surprises too much in that one. I'm not sure if the High Brighton lost to Patton was a surprise or not, but You know, again, most everything's still breaking like kind of what we thought it would.
Yeah, and, you know, the high Brighton score is a little bit of a surprise. You know, I felt like as we played those guys last year in the playoffs, they were very young, a lot of sophomores and juniors coming back. And, you know, Patton as a team has not been great, you know, on film. Mm-hmm. We had a chance to see those guys against Tuscola. And, of course, Tuscola thumped them pretty good the first game of the year. But, you know, that one was a little bit of a surprise. Now, I've not had a chance to really watch any high Brighton film. I don't know if they've had some injuries or they're dealing with some stuff like that, but that was a little bit of a surprise to me. Didn't expect Patton to beat them.
Those 3A teams that we expect, whether they're 3AA or 3A, that are undefeated, they're just they're just beating up on people pretty good. You're talking about Freedom and Crest and Concord. You know, they really haven't, it seems like, been challenged. They're going to be tough to beat when it comes time. Absolutely. To get to November and December.
You know, I think certainly, if we did not have a ball game Friday, I would be making a trip to Cleveland County. They got the number one 3A team and the number one 2A team will play at Shelby Stadium.
Are they in the same conference? I guess they are.
They are.
Split.
And they're playing next Friday, so that I'm sure that will be a packed house and a lot of interest in that game next week with two undefeated teams.
They might be the two very best teams in the state right now. Do you have an opportunity at all to see some of these teams now at this point that you might see, you know, going on? Does some of that filter in and some of the film that you got to look at? It's kind of tough, though, isn't it?
It is, because you don't, you know, other than the 3A part of the MAC, which we've seen, obviously, North Buncombe, you know, there's a chance that they're in that mix somewhere. You don't get a chance to see many of those teams down east until you get, you know, whoever you get seated with. Now, you know, we'll call around once that happens and try to get three or four films. Usually you just trade two, but we usually try to get three or four if we can pull some favors or anything like that. But you know, right now we're just, like I said, the biggest thing for us is just trying to take care of Brevard and getting past that one. And you know, who knows, Tuscola may beat Franklin. We may have a four-way tie for conference championship. I don't know if that's ever been done, but this season's kind of been a little crazy anyway. Absolutely. So we'll see what happens.
There's no telling. Still a lot to don't want to speculate really too much, because there's so many scenarios that are still out there. One thing I want to ask you real quick while I'm thinking about it. We saw this deal where North Carolina High School can now be broadcast live. They're doing it on Thursday night locally. Is this something that you guys are going to consider being a possibility for you down the road, or do you want to stay away from that Thursday night game on TV?
You know, David and I have talked about it, Coach Presley, just a little bit, and I've talked to Coach Ford, who is doing the sideline stuff for those games. And Coach Ford seems to think that they're going to expand that schedule to 11 games, go full schedule next year. Seems to be some positive feedback that they're getting. You know, I expect probably to be invited to do, you know, one of those games. I don't know, just looking at it right now, if there's any, you know, positives or negatives. Obviously, you know, getting the chance for our kids to be broadcast on TV would be pretty cool.
Right.
And, you know, some of those things, I don't know that it hurts us or helps us. You know, probably as you look at it, you may want to see it more as a non-conference game than a conference game, just so it doesn't upset your schedule and, you know, things like that.
Well, that was going to be my question. Do you worry about losing a day if it's on a Thursday night?
You know, you gain it the next week, so, I mean, you get one more day, and you get a chance to go watch a team on Friday night. I noticed last night, I think North Buncombe played Thursday night.
Right, they did, Asheville.
And I saw their athletic director was at our game last night.
Yeah.
So, you know, those guys are getting out and watching other games and, you know, scouting a little bit. But, you know, obviously I think there's some pluses and minuses with it. I don't know. I really don't have an opinion on it, just because we just hadn't had a chance to really sit down and talk about it.
And I think you're right. I think we're going to see us get invited. If you were invited for that Tuscola game, though, what do you think about that? Listen, I don't know if you want to give up on any of that gate.
That one's home next year, so we might pass on that
one. There you go. Absolutely. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
New at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza, the Home Pass credit card. No annual fee, low monthly payments, and special financing on qualified purchases. Apply in store or check the link on the Facebook page. And now be right on target. Hometown Hardware now carries ammo, including .22 long rifle. Pisgah Sportsman Club clay targets can be purchased for donation to the club at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
Plus, Lennon and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Lennon and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Coach, I know you continue to be very proud of your program in general, and JV team are continuing. And I still haven't heard when was the last time it was that we were undefeated. But again, your JV team still hasn't lost a game. Youth leagues continue to play well, and they're still playing. So there's a lot of good news around town right now athletically.
There is. You know, obviously you mentioned the JV team won again this past Thursday. Got one game to go to Brevard next Thursday night, and hopefully can cap off an undefeated season, which I think is phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, you got Bethel Youth, I think, is still playing. I'm not sure if Canton has teams, but we had gone up and read to the Bethel Elementary yesterday,
right.
So some of the boys had their little jerseys on and, you know, talked to them a little bit. And I think the Mites and the Midgets play today. Also, our volleyball team, you know, got into playoffs in the first round and played that number one seed Hickory really good.
Yeah.
Won the first match.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, lost the next ones and ended up getting beat. But, you know, anytime you can get in the playoffs and have a positive season, we certainly want to brag about those ladies as well.
Absolutely. And again, you mentioned that the youth organization continues to play. I don't know. I think there's maybe two or three teams down in Bethel. I don't know about Canton as well. But, again, to be able to go through to your JV program, to be able to go through that schedule, and that was a daunting schedule with Asheville and Tuscola and West. And how many times did the JVs play someone that was undefeated at the time?
Yeah, we had three of those games back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah.
Obviously, we started out with Franklin and turned around and played West and then Tuscola. And I thought that really told a lot about those kids. I mean, to have all of those games back-to-back, you know, Tuscola's been beaten one more time. Franklin beat West on the JV schedule this past week. So those teams are kind of beating themselves a little bit right now. But I just thought that was a tough road, you know, right there. Not only for the varsity, because we had to go right through it too, and those teams are good there. But I think that's why you're seeing so much parity right now.
Yeah.
In our conference and kind of teams beating each other a little bit. And I see that continuing for the next couple of years just based off what's going on with the JV programs right now.
So after Thursday night, what do you think about your thoughts on how many of those kids you might dress for Brevard and as well as the playoffs?
You know, we're bringing up about six kids right now. Chase Henson got in last night late and helped us on some special teams to pull Van Varenberg off.
Right.
You know, so we're using some guys in there like that. You know, we probably will pull up maybe three or four more, but it won't be many. I think we're about 30. I think we're about 38 on the varsity, 30, 37. So you pull up 10, you're looking at about 45 to 47 kids. You don't want to pull up too many of this, you know, becomes a distraction. But if they can come up and help us during the week or even in a game situation, certainly we'll take a look at them and pull them up.
Absolutely. Again, give this chance to give those kids a look. And it makes a lot of sense, your ideas on wanting to do that. Again, Pisgah will be at home against Brevard. It's final night, senior night. And, again, I want to ask everyone to be out there. If you can't, listen to the broadcast here on AM 920. We'll get all that information, look at, you know, where we stand going into next week. And certainly next Saturday morning, Coach and I will have, a better understanding of where things are going into the playoffs to be able to let people know where we go. Real quick, injury-wise, feel okay. We saw Daniel get dinged up a little bit, but he's in pretty good shape.
He is. Ashton Reinhardt had a little bit of an ankle issue, and I think he's okay. Jesse was still hobbling a little bit, but I think he's going to continue to get better. And you mentioned Daniel. His was the biggest one. Just got that knee rolled up a little bit, but I'm sure he's sore this morning. We'll reevaluate him on Monday and see where we're at. But at least for last night, the adrenaline must have been kicking pretty good because he had a good second half.
He did. Absolutely. Defensively, special teams wise too. Again, 6:30 will be our airtime with the Black Bear Cafe preview show next week. 7 o'clock game call, and then Coach Chappell and I'll be right back here next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show. For Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton, Ryan Castle back in the studio. Until next week, so long, everybody.